You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In the middle of the parasha, towards the beginning of the parasha, you have Yaakov Avinu meeting and fighting with the Malach who represents Esav, the Malach of Esav. The story begins when Yaakov goes back to pick up what's called the Pachim Ketanim, the small barrels that he left behind. We started talking about it a little bit last week. We'll go back to this a little more in depth. The Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu went back to get the Pachim Ketanim, and the reason for that is because Tzadikim Chavivim Aleihem Mamonam Yoser Migufam. Their money, their property, is more important for them than their body. And the obvious question is, what does this mean? Of course, someone who likes his money more than himself, usually people that are very greedy and they're very connected to their to gashmius, to very materialistic, not the Avos HaKadoshim. So what does it mean, Tzadikim Chavivim Aleihem Mamonam Yoser Migufam? Again, we started talking about it last week. But this leads, this idea that Yaakov went back to get the Pachim Ketanim, this is the part that leads to when the Malach met him. And as we know, as well, as we talk about Dvarim Gdolim Einim B'Mikra, these things are not a coincidence. So what does it mean? What's the reason that because of the Pachim Ketanim, Dafke here, when he goes to the Pachim Ketanim, the Malach finds him. The Malach could find him any other place. But because he went now to get Pachim Ketanim, at that moment is when the Malach of Esav came to find him. What's the connection? When the Malach is fighting with Yaakov Avinu, the Malach does able to a little bit affect Yaakov and causes him to be wounded in the Gidanashe. And therefore Yaakov Avinu is Tzoleil Yerechoi. He is limping. There is some control the Malach has. Chazal tell us that really affected Am Yisrael in the generations to come, as we'll see soon. It wasn't so simple. But even though Yaakov Avinu, they were fighting throughout the night, and there was some level that the Malach was able to overcome Yaakov, it says, in the end of the night, the Malach tells Yaakov Avinu, "Vayomer shalcheini ki ola hashachar." Morning came, I have to leave. It says Rashi, so what? Sounds like, right, you have two guys. I have an appointment.
We're fighting, but listen, we have to do it. Right now, obviously, as we know, the fight between Yaakov and Malach Esav is speaking about these very great things,
about the shlita in the world. It comes the morning, and then Esav has to leave. How do we understand that? I don't understand when it comes the morning,
then he suddenly goes, he's to Shira, he's got Damat Hashem. I mean, obviously Hashem did not want to fight with Yaakov to begin with. So now he's so worried about the Shira that he has to say. Morning comes, and suddenly he's too busy to fight. How do we understand that? And then, when Rashi explains
that there was a discussion, a dialogue between Yaakov and the Malach, and the Malach tells Yaakov, you know,
yeah, Yaakov tells Malach, I want you to give me a bracha. So Malach says, no, I don't want to give you a bracha now. He says, let's wait. Now she says, Soif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Niblu Alecha Veyisrael U'Malach Shimcha. The show with Malach says, eventually Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will meet you, and he will change your name, give you a bracha.
V'ani Shamiyeh V'Oydech HaAlem, and I will be there to agree with it.
Let's wait. Not now. Let's do it later. That's what he says. So how often he says Rashi later, Rashi, Davim on the shot. Wait for me. We'll get there. Lo Yotze Yaakov.
Yaakov
says no.
He says, I wanted to know now. I want you to be more than to it now. What's going on? Why does the Malach want to wait? What's the difference for the Malach if he's more than the brachas now? He's more than later in Beis Hel? And why is Yaakov so insisting I want it to be now? I mean, it could be, if it wouldn't be a Malach, Yaakov, you'd say, listen, until then, who knows, you'll change your mind, I can't trust you. We're talking about a Malach. Malach says, I'll be Mevarach you later. Meaning, the word of a Malach is Emes. He says, I'll give you the bracha, I'll be Mevarach later. So why does Yaakov insist to do it right now? What's the idea with this whole discussion, fight, and passion going on here with Malach of Esav and Yaakov? brought down Dibri Abriseinu that the chiluk between Yaakov and Esav is represented in this week's parsha. As we mentioned last week, when Yaakov wants to give Esav
the present, the mincha, Esav says, thank you so much, I don't need it.
I have rov, I have a lot, I don't need it. And Yaakov says, no, please, I want you to take it.
Why? Because Hashemol was mechani, and I have everything. So the Esav says,
Yeshli Rav. And Yaakov Avinu says, Yeshli Kol. So, what we're saying, or Moshe Shapiro, Zichatzai Bokho, just to mention it,
say that this really defines the difference between Yaakov and Esav. What's the difference between Rav and Kol?
Rav means a lot. Many details. I have so many things. I have this, and I have this, and I have that. Kol means when all the details combine to be one. To be one thing. Chazal already tells, the Gemara says,
the Yaakov Avinu was shivim people, but it's called nefesh, one. Because they all combine to be one. And Esau was only a few, and they're called nefashos, plural. Many. They don't combine to be one. And the end of this expansion, we have the Malachim Shemolchu, Beretz Edom, Mifnayim Eloich Melech Yisrael, the list of kings that Esav had before Am Yisrael had a king.
And that parsha is a very deep, deep thing in Kabbalah, which we don't understand. But it's talking about things that have to do with the world before the world was created. That's what they represent, the Malachim. But what Chazal give us just one word is that the difference between the Melachim that represent by Esav
and then Am Yisrael that comes is that the Melachim of Esav, the Alufim, all considered to be standing on one foot.
Al-Chat Samcha. Each one stands on its own, on his own. They don't combine together to create a unit. Chazal tell us that each one got up and said, Ani Emlech. I'm going to be the one to be the king. I'm going to fight. I'm going to be the king. Each one sounds very similar to the politicians that we have today. Each one is trying to kill the other one, trying to be the one who's going to be there.
So therefore, by each one, it says an end. Fayama. Also, the third says, you can't sustain a nation, a melucha, that each one is standing on his own. Yaakov Avinu represents nefesh, which is combined to be one. Esav represents many. Many details don't combine together. Obviously, Alderech HaPshat, Tamar Pashut, Yaakov Avinu represents the idea that everybody combines to be one thing in every aspect of life. Yaakov Avinu starts the Umma Yisraelis and the Shvatim. And the Shvatim combine to be together by Am Yisrael. We have a concept called a Tzibur.
Tzibur
is a very interesting thing. The Umma Yisrael don't have a concept. Tzibur are not many individuals that are together. But a Tzibur is a new entity. It's like having a corporation. A corporation is not many. It's not the CEO and the CFO and this executive. The corporation is a new entity. It stands on its own. By Am Yisrael, you have a concept called Tzibur. You have a korban tzibur. The Ramban says there's a concept called korban shashutfim, and partners that join together. And then you have a korban tzibur where they form a new entity. Yaakov Avinu is bringing to the world the idea that things can combine to be one. So that's a tzibur difference.
We started mentioning last week that the mile of Yaakov Avinu is Yaakov Avinu loy ro'ah keri. Nothing by him went to waste. Everything by him is combined to bring one purpose, to combine to be for his avodas Hashem.
I mentioned a few weeks ago, the Medrash says, and this referring to this week's parsha, when Yaakov and Esav joined together, met each other.
So Esav tells Yaakov, "We did a deal. I take Olam Hazeh.
You take Olam Haba. What are you doing with all this property and all this family and everybody you have over here? So Yaakov Avinu said, that's what the Medrash brings, says, yes, you're right, I'm taking Olam Haba, you're taking Olam Hazeh. But the only way for me to get to Olam Haba is only through actions we do in Olam Haba. We spoke about a few weeks ago, that idea of the brachas, that the concept is that the Yaakov Avinu has a pathway to get to Olam Haba through Olam Hazeh. He can't use Olam Hazeh for anything else. Anything in Olam Hazeh belongs to Esau. But whatever this Olam Hazeh combines to join to Olam Haba, that's what Yaakov Avinu does have.
But if you look at it, that's really the argument of Yaakov and Esau. Esau feels, I'm standing on my own. What I'm doing in this world has nothing to do with anything else. My Olam Hazeh is mine. I'm doing whatever I need to do. Yaakov, on the other hand, says, no, my Olam Hazeh is a pathway to get to the next world. Everything combines to one. This world, the world to come. We mentioned in Ma'aseh Machpelah, Loshen Kfilus, that this world and the world to come, whoever is buried in Ma'aseh Machpelah, is because there's a mirror image of what you do over here is reflected there. You're working in this world in a prosder to create in the next world. That's what Yaakov Avinu brings. He's combining his whole essence to be one. Everything I'm doing in this thing has a purpose, has a tachlis. We're going for something. I'm doing this thing. I'm working. I'm doing the pachim k'tani. I'm doing shvatim. I'm doing pasim. Everything has a meaning. Every single thing, because all they all combine to be one thing. My Olam Hazeh operation. But Esau, I'm standing on my own. This has nothing to do with where there's a world to come. This is this world. Esau himself agrees that there is a world to come, but it's not mine. I'm here, you're there. The Shurish of Esau, as we mentioned once a few years ago, has brought down Chazal, is really the Dora Paloga. Dora Paloga are the ones that said, Kadosh Baruch Hu is up there in Shemaim, we're going to build a tower and we're going to fight it. What do you mean we're going to fight it? I can't fight Hashem. He says, no, we're creating a separation. He's up there, we're down here. That's what Esau is going. I'm on my own. I have a sword. I cut up anybody who was against me. I stand on my own. Yaakov Avinu, his whole idea is how to combine it together. Create a tzibur. Create a ma'af in this world and the world to come. Create a nefesh. Combine everything he has to want. That's the Oyim HaKapshat. That everybody asks, beginning of this parsha, Yaakov Avinu sends to his brother Esau, in love on Gaiti. Everybody knows what Chazal tell us. The Tayag mitzvah shemarti. I kept Tayag mitzvahs. Garti is the word of Tayag. He says, don't worry, be careful with me. I did Tayag mitzvahs as a shaykhis to all the mitzvahs. That's what I am. So everybody asked the question, what do you mean? Yaakov Avinu kept Tayag mitzvahs? No, he didn't. He married two sisters. How did he marry two sisters? So that's the different shmuz. The Ramban says, because it was chutzlaretz, he kept it only in Eretz Yisrael. The Maharal says, again, not a topic today, the Maharal says he kept only mitzvahs esseh, only the do's, not the don'ts, not the lois esseh. Something to think about, why is that so? Whatever the reason is, but he did not keep tayag mitzvahs. Whatever the cheshbon Yaakov Avinu had, chutzlaretz, they don't keep it.
Tayag mitzvahs, he don't do it because he doing only esseh. But he's not keeping tayag mitzvahs. How can he say tayag mitzvahs shemarti? Right? So, the Chorin of the Pshat according to that is Tayag Mitzvahs. Where does it come
from? The idea of 613 Mitzvahs. Stam Tayag? 630 Mitzvahs represent a combination, a unit, Torah. Torah is represented as Tayag. Right?
As you know, Torah, the Gematria of Torah is 611. With a Noiche, Lo Yelach, the two Dibras, which was the game, set on his own.
Right? Combined to be together. Chazal tell us that Taryag is Gematria of 613. And you add seven more mitzvahs. What are the seven more mitzvahs?
So either the seven mitzvahs are two different Chazals. Either the seven mitzvahs we're talking about, seven mitzvahs being Noyach, or the seven mitzvahs, which obviously is equivalent, has nothing to do, seven mitzvahs of
mitzvahs derabbanan. This is Rabbanim are talking to us, like Eruv and other things. That's seven mitzvahs. Then you add 7 to 613, you get on to 620.
The Gematria Kesem. All that combined to make a Kesem Luchot in Shmuel. It's not a detail to do this with the Luchot. The truth of the matter is that nobody in the world can make kind of 613 mitzvahs. That's the Torah made him shame and doubt. What could the guy say to the mitzvahs? This mitzvah is only for Kohanim.
The mitzvah is only for the Levim. There's a mitzvah they have to do with someone who's divorcing his wife. There's a mitzvah for someone who's doing shechita. Right? There's a mitzvah to please baritz. If you're in chutzos, you can't mekayem it. There's a mitzvah to do with Beis HaMikdash. There's a mitzvah have to do only in certain times. Not ever. Of course, nobody. Something had to do with skanim.
It's hard to do with women. Nobody can do all 630 mitzvahs. But the idea of 630 mitzvahs is not the details of the mitzvahs. 630 mitzvahs is the concept of being combining whatever you have
to be one thing. You take whatever you have, the 630 mitzvahs is only representing that we're doing everything in our life to combine to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yaakov Avinu is saying. Yaakov Avinu says, Yesh li choyel.
I have everything. I have everything together. I have one. Everything is combined to be one thing. Yesh li choyel, everything is combined. My Esav is Yesh li rab. I have
many details. Several different things. But nothing combines to be one thing. Yaakov Avinu's whole essence is to do one and connect.
That obviously has to do with what we spoke last week. Even the Dudoyim, the whole discussion of Dudoyim between Rachel and Leah was this idea that Yaakov Avinu wants to take every small detail and connect it.
And even the Dudoyim is something important. So you mail it. Yaakov Avinu goes back for the Pachim Ktanim, for the small
camp that he left out. So says the Gemara, Lam b'chol she'tzadikim mamonim chavim l'myoisim. Why is the money more chavim l'gufa?
So couldn't the woman understand the tries like this? The guf is what you have. The guf automatically is one. Right?
No, to keep it simple, the guf is always, you're never going to have your right hand jealous of your left hand. It's one unit. The chiddush is that Avodah Yaakov Avinu is to combine to that one unit even things that are outside of it. And make that also part of who he is. Bring in the idea of the his moment, but that should also be his Avodah Hashem. So I'll tell us, just to give an example. Yaakov Avinu, everything is meaningful. Every single item that he has is part of his Avodah Hashem and represents something to Amishra. For example, it says that all the matonis that Yaakov Avinu gave to Esav, he gave all these sheep and these camels and these cows and gave everything to Esav. So one day Esav will give it back. So the Rebbe Sein was brought down. What's the idea? We're talking about all these sheep that Yaakov Avinu gave to Esav represent all the people in Am Yisrael that left Am Yisrael and went out to the other Umas. Yaakov Avinu, every sheep needs something. Every camel, every animal, it needs something.
And the Pachim Ktanim are part of who he is. So here Yaakov Avinu says, here's where Yaakov Avinu is representing his middah. Even the smallest thing combines my Avodah Hashem. I'm going to go back and take that. And here comes the Malach of Esav and fights with him the whole night. Rabbeinu Bechai says, the fact that Esav was able to overcome Yaakov a little bit, and he was tzoleya al yereichoy, he was limping, is keneged doiru shashmad, is when Am Yisrael are going out in the wrong direction, when they're under persecution, they go and people go and le'aleinu move
kasher yarid,
that's like it says over there. So that's the Dirish Hashmad. Yesov, the Malach of Esav, who tries to separate. He's trying to say, okay, in this world, I'm over here. I'm Esav. Ishli Rav. I have many details. I'm not combining things to be one. There's not a very decision. I'm there. The Ariel Malach belongs over there. I'm over here. He's fighting with Yaakov in this thing. And that's why the fight is on Dafka in the Pachim Ketanim. Because the Pachim Ketanim, that's where Yaakov represents every small thing matters. Comes the Malach right now and fights with him and tries to stop that. He doesn't want to combine everything to one thing. And the Isgabrus that he has is that there is something. There's some things that seem to be lost, so to speak, of Yaakov Avinu. There's when there is Derish Lashmat, when they're eating the leaf and they go away to the Bid Umas Oilam, that's somewhere, somewhat, something which is not connected to Am Yisrael. That's where the Sar Shleitho had his gavrus on Yaakov. Somewhere.
In the morning, comes the morning, and then the Sar Shleitho says, exactly, I'm going to give shiur. So he asked, what do you mean? How you have to leave? You have to report anything. Until now, you're going to fight. The shot is like this. The night always represents the golos. The night represents the bad. The night represents where things are unclear and where you can have this connection with Hashem. But the day, when you have the shachar represents geula. The shachar represents the nisi. The shachar represents how Hashem is, you know, where Hashem, so to speak, is the agid of the chaz of Hashem. You can't ignore Hashem, so to speak. You can't go and say on your own. Says the Malach, I want to disconnect. I want to have a disconnection. But the disconnection is only throughout the night. Lemaisa, the Malach himself agrees that there are times that have to be connected. I just don't want to have all the details connected. It's not the Esav is saying. The Malach of Esav is not that there's no Kodesh Boko. Not that we're crazy for everything. There is, but we're not connecting everything to him. We're not bringing the reality to be shaykh to him. So Malach says, I also, when the morning comes and there's light and everything is clear, I have to go see Shiva. In the night, they can fight with you. That's why I'm trying to get this connected. So the Malach himself says there's a limit to where how much I can pursue that ideal of being disconnected, because I also agree that there's a time when I'm there. The Malach says, I have to leave now. Now I'm not anymore on my own, able to come with that ideal. What Yaakovino says in the end, when the Sar Shleitho says, he says, Yaakovino, I want you to be moida on the brachas. And as we mentioned, what are the brachas? The brachas are all the Olam Hazeh, the Yaakov Avinu has, to connect to Olam Haba. All that is his process to get to Olam Haba. So I want you to be reversed, to agree that I do have that ability to connect everything to Olam Haba. So she says, I don't want to do it now. I'm going to wait till later to make sense. What it presents,
as brought down, is that Esav says like this, like we just mentioned before. When we get to Olam Haba, then Yaakovinu, then you'll be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll agree with you. You're going to be in control. You'll have everything. That'll be later, when you will be connected, when you'll speak to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Niglo Alecha. You'll be connected to Hashem. Represents that Yaakovinu eventually will get Lachas Hayom and Lasid Lava, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Nigla. But during this world, Olam Haza, no. I don't want this world to be, to agree with you, that you have a shaykh as a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever you go. I don't want to do that. In this world, I want to have that disconnect. Base L, when you'll get there and you'll speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do a Mizbeach, Osid Lavoi, then I'll agree with you. Yaakovino says, no, I want it now. Now, in this world, when we're still in things unclear, even though it's not the night anymore, I want you to tell me right now that you're moedet the brachas. That's the fight. That's what Yaakovino is achieving. Yaakovino is achieving this ideal of Yeshli Koil. And the fight against Malach Shalitzov is to present everything combined. As we mentioned, that's what it says here. What does it say?
Says the Malach to Yaakovino that your name will be Na Yisrael. Ki Sarisim Lekidu Rishu Tuvu. The Am Yisrael is a Tzibur, Am Yisrael, Am Yaakov. The Yisrael is the name that represents this whole last week, represents how everything combines. The Malach says you're right. I'm agreeing with you that at least for you, you connect everything to the Quran. That's here the fight, that's the discussion after the Quran.
We spoke about last year that Yaakov himself, there was the Chalik, that there was a time in Yaakov who did not allow Dina to marry Esav. Because there was a claim, why didn't Dina marry Esav? Yaakov did not want him to marry her because he was afraid, you know, what's going to happen. But if Dina would marry Esav, she would be able to bring him back too. Esav is a Yisrael Mummer. He's the only Yisrael that actually became a Mummer and it was effective because he's gone. He's not considered to be a Yid anymore.
Yaakov had the ability to bring the net back. And when he did not bring that back, so then there was a time on it. You have to be quiet to connect everything. You're letting someone go away. Let Esav go away. As we said, that's brought down later. That's why he was, says Rashi, that's what Ma'aseh Shechem happened. Ma'aseh Shechem is when Dina, who was supposed to bring Esav back, is taken away.
So we spoke, gave a whole shiur about it last year. But in Negelin Yenenu, is what we mentioned then, is that the Maisef Dina, says the Kedushas Levi, is representative of Hanukkah. The idea of Dina being captured is like the Yevonim captured Am Yisrael and controlled Eretz Yisrael. And if you think about it, Yavon represents all this point that we're talking about right now. Because what Yavon is saying is, what did Yavon ask Am Yisrael to do?
Write on the horn of the axe. There is a Kedushas Levi. You're not connected to him. You have your own life. The whole idea of the Messiah part of the people that say, yeah, there is a Messiah, but we have our own life. Because the Buddha told my father that any Yid today who doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs is all because of Yavon. Because the Yavon created the idea that a Yid can be a Messiah, and a Messiah means you can have a Jew who doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs. Meaning he has his own life. He has a life that doesn't connect to Hashem. That all comes from there. The Kayadua Yavon is the Shayrish, is the root of Malchus Edom.
I mean, Esav, the Malchus Edom that Shayla today is all coming from the roots that Yavon planted, and everything comes from there. So that's really the war that started from Yavon until today is the root. How much do we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much everything combines to be one? How much Am Yisrael is united, and how much everyone is connected to be an Ovid Hashem? And the nace of Hanukkah against Yavon represents that even in the darkest time, even when the Malach of Esav seems to be able to overcome Yaakov Avinu, and there's some parts of Am Yisrael who seems to be gone, even there we have the ability to reconnect. Even in the darkest of nights of the year, we light a small pintle in there, we have a candle that says we have your representation, a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's brought down in the Halacha, is the whole idea of Hanukkah as the generations went down, is Hanukkah used to be outside, as the Rishonim already say, in Chutz La'aretz, used to do Ner Hanukkah outside, now you do it inside the house, now, and if even inside, you could do it even late at night, when nobody sees you, as the Meisotcha says, as it gets darker and darker, it's harder to spread the light of Hanukkah, but it's always there. You always have that connection. Because the Gilu at the end of it, is that you hold on tight during the night when the Malach still tries to separate. But in the end of the day, we get to the morning, we always have the Ner Chanukah shows us that we can hold on tight to get to the Shach, to get to that morning, where in the end of the day, the Malach is moided to everything, and where everything will be Mizgal, will be revealed, how we all, everything that we have, connects to that relationship. So maybe the Shem, we should be Zoyche, that we should try our best. That everything we do, we should connect up with both. Because that's the void of the Yaakov and the rings, that's the void of Hanukkah, and that's the whole process that we're learning about, is that everything is connected to a koil. Yeshli koil means whatever I do is all for the boss.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.